Hello everyone, it's the 28th evening of, I'm preparing this devotional for in the morning. We're going to take a little trip down tomorrow. Rosette, Mark, and I to Alma, Arkansas. It's a beautiful area. Get away for a little bit. We need the break very much. We've been spending a lot of time on our business, and it's kind of taking a toll. So we need to get away for a little bit. I've used this example before. I'll use it again. I used to have I'm not even sure what the book was, but it was kind of like Charlie Brown, but it's another one. And this guy was standing on the side of the mountain, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs, "Is anybody out there?" And the echo kept coming back, "Is anybody out there? Is anybody out there? Is anybody out there?" That's the way I feel right now. Is there anybody out there that really, really, truly believes the Bible? You know, and people say, "Oh, Larry's so self-righteous." No, I know. I'm a bitter failure in a lot of areas. I'm very weak. That's why I sing that song, "I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I am close to thee." Anyway, is there anybody out there? I don't find them. I find people buckling. I was accused of buckling against Arminianism by somebody a couple weeks ago. Can you believe that? I was accused of buckling. That really hurt, you know what? Here I write a book on the lies of free will. God does not love everyone, but he loves his elect from everlasting to everlasting. A whole book on poems for edification, which talks about predestination, election, biblical Christianity, and I am accused of buckling. Oh, brother. Oh, what a joke, you know. And I find a lot of people are buckling on a lot of things. They're buckling on the Bible's doctrine of the proper role of women in marriage. They're buckling on women leadership in the church. I wonder how many women have websites with anonymous names that's not even them out there. You know, I had one woman tell me one time, I used to get on the internet and I used to straighten people out. I'd tell them where they were wrong on their doctrine. A woman told me one time. She needed to be straightened out on her doctrine. Anyway, we're living in some really strange times. Public organizations treat people like garbage. You know, I've been a customer of a water department. I won't mention the water department because it's a rural water department. And I have multiple properties on this water company. I've been involved with them for 15 years. I've never missed a bill. I've never gotten a late charge. And I have a concern about one of my accounts, and I call the water company up, and they treat me like, well, I won't use the word, but they treat me like what's the word I can use? Dung, D-U-N-G. They treat me like dung. So I called the president of the water board today, and he started treating me like dung. It's amazing. They don't mind taking your money, but when you want service, when you want a clarification on their protocol, you can't get it. It's not just the water departments, you know. It's the propane companies. It's the electric companies. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is this all goes back to the absolute demoralization of our culture. Whenever a culture gets to the point where there are no ethics, you know, there's not any ethics left even in my own family. You know, my dad warned me that, you know, my brother was going to steal money from me one time. You know, when you have this going on at all levels of our society, it is a little bit discouraging. You know, and people say, oh, Larry, you're just dumping. Yeah. Well, you don't have to listen to me dump. I don't call you up and dump on you. Most people call me up and dump on me. Okay? And so this is my way of dumping. If you don't like it, all you have to do is hit the old delete button. Turn me off if you don't want to hear what I have to say. This is the outlet God has given me to share my thoughts. So if you don't like it, turn it off. Delete. There's no obligation to listen to what I have to say. But I was at a Walmart the other day filling up with gas, and they had an announcement out there. They had an announcement out there on the pump. It said, debit card, save 5 cents a gallon on your gas. Well, I used to do that. I used to get gift cards, and they used to take gift cards, and they would take 3 cents a gallon off. Now they're saying they take debit cards. So I asked a little gal, you know, the older gal, I says, are you taking 5 cents off on debit cards now? No. I said, well, that's what it says on your pump out there. No, it doesn't say that. I said, yes, it does. I said, come out and look at it. She came out and looked at it. Well, she says, yes, it does. It says debit card, but what that really means is that you have to do it off your phone. I said, it doesn't say that I have to do it off my phone. She says, if you don't like it, call 1-800-WALMART. If you don't like it, call 1-800-WALMART. I started cracking up. I said, yeah, right. Yeah, right. As if that's going to accomplish anything. I'm telling you, when I was being brought up, the slogan was, the customer is always right. Let me tell you the new slogan for 2022. The customer is always wrong. Okay? The customer is always wrong. Doesn't matter how much money you spend with a company. You're still in the wrong if you call them. You're always wrong. Well, that's the way it is at every level of our society. Just listen to the politicians. You know, they want to point their fingers at the workers, the common man out trying to make a living. They're trying to raise taxes on gas. They're trying to raise taxes on everything. I was in a Walmart just this morning, and I was going down looking at different things. Products haven't gone up 50%. They've gone up 150% for crying out loud. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm ready to go home. I'm tired of living down here on this corrupt, sinful, evil world. I just want to go home. this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. You know? That's the way I feel tonight. You know? Is there anybody out there? I'm going to title that, this video, Is There Anybody Out There? You know? That actually wants to do Bible studies. I don't want any women involved. Okay, I've learned my lesson on that. I learned a very hard lesson on it. I'm not going to accept any more women friends on Facebook, okay? It's not that I hate women. It's just that I don't want the conflict associated with it, okay? I don't need any Eves in my life at this point, okay? Well, that's about all I have to say. May the good Lord be with you. I've gone over my 10-minute thing, so I can't put this video on iConnect FX now. This is 11 minutes and 9 seconds, so I might as well just keep blabbing, right? Sunday morning, we're planning on having our week service between, you know, Pineville Grace Fellowship. Mark, Rosette, and Larry. And we'll be singing some hymns. This is all the Lord being in the matter, of course. And we'll sing some psalms, and we'll have a time of Bible study. But that's about what's on my mind. I've just about run my course. I just have one final thing to shout out to everybody. Is anybody out there? God bless.